Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports. This show.
We'll talk Packers. Yeah! Brewers. Yeah! And Bucks.
Every day. This show will talk sports every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily.
With Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
On 1250 AM, The Fan.
Get ready to go, 'cause it's time again.
Wisconsin Sports Daily. Other side of the glass, producing Chicago Charlie. Joining us now, he is John Cooper of Our Lads Draft Service to talk about the Packers draft last night, what's coming up tonight as well. John, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
So I was livid last night. I was livid to start the show today. We had Pete Doherty after the Green Bay Press Gazette to try and call me down earlier in the last hour of the show. Your thoughts, first off, how good do you think Quinyon Mitchell and Terry and Arnold are going to be in the NFL?
I think they're going to be really solid players. I think Arnold is a Alabama corner that aren't known for ball skills. They're known for being physical and excellent man cover skills. This kid does more than that. He's got good ball skills. He's one of the best corners to come out. We really like him. Mitchell is, you know, a Toledo guy, a MAC conference. He hasn't played against the best receivers, but he showed up very well at the Senior Bowl, and he's really got great athletic skills. So I think those are the two best corners in the draft. So I'm not surprised at those picks at all.
This is my,
I think he could have gone higher.
correct. Right. So this is my issue. My issue is at about 21 or so, I tweeted out, holy crap, they're both there, Mitchell and Arnold. Green Bay, go get one of them. Here you go. You're not that far away. Won't cost a ton. Move up a couple picks and go get them. So Miami's on the board. And now it's after Miami, Philly, and Jacksonville. I tweet out again, guys, Eagles and the Jacksonville Jaguars very likely will take these two. Come on. And, of course, they don't do anything. Eagles take Mitchell as expected. And then I was like, hey, Jaguars may go wide receiver. They may actually get Arnold. And then here come the Lions to swoop in and probably haunt the Packers forever with the Arnold pick. And then when they took Jordan Morgan, I don't know if you were watching on TV or not, but that Packer fan who looked stunned and put his head in his hands, that was me at my house. It was definitely me at my house. John, would that happen? Yes. So tell me about our guy, Jordan Morgan, who it appears they're going to try and play at left tackle.
Well, I'd be I don't know that he's a left tackle. I think he's very, very versatile. He can play four different spots along Green Bay's line. I kind of think that maybe they'll plug him in at guard. But if they say left tackle, you know, possibly. I mean, he was a left tackle. He's got excellent athletic ability. He doesn't necessarily have the length you look for. You know, we project him as a guard. We think he's a great guard. He's got great footwork. He's got great athletic ability. You know, and he's very good laterally. So as far as the footwork, he can definitely play left tackle. A little concerned about the lack of length. But there's some guys in the league, you know, we compare him to Mekari, who from Baltimore. And when Makari's had to play for Stanley, who's injured a lot, he's played very well. And there are a lot of similarities between Morgan and Mekari. And I think there's a movement in the NFL to get versatile offensive linemen, and I think that's what Morgan is. And I could see him playing guard for them and being a very, very good guard.
It's funny. There's been a movement in Green Bay for 20 years about having versatile offensive linemen. They've been doing it forever up there. And the latest one now is Zach Tom at right tackle. And Rob Domofsky of ESPN reported, I guess it was last week now or whatever, that indeed somebody or multiple people inside the Packers front office said, you know, Zach Tom's a very good tackle, would be an even better guard, and could be a Hall of Fame type center at this point. So since those comments came out talking about Zach Tom, everybody has been looking at this draft of, okay, well, if they plan on moving him inside, then obviously they're going to need to figure out what they want to do at right tackle. Then the Gutekunst presser happens earlier this week, and he goes, yeah, bigger, faster, stronger, and could have left it there, but instead followed up with, but they also have to have position versatility, which then takes out Mims from Georgia and others. Not that those guys made it to him, but that just crosses off a bunch of guys that obviously aren't going to work. The Packers have four picks on day two today. Their first pick is at 41. If they believe Jordan Morgan is a tackle, could you see them now going back to a true guard like a BB from Kansas State or something like that?
Boy, with their needs on defense, I would be surprised. You know, I mean, there's BB, great player. We really like him. But I think they need to look at defense. That's just my opinion. I think their offensive line, Tom, is a very good right tackle. The left tackle, you know, iffy, but he's serviceable. I mean, he's not the worst tackle in the league. He's middle of the road. And so, you know, they've got some other needs.
Okay, so one of the needs, obviously, is safety. They got Xavier McKinney from the Giants, and now they have to figure out what to do here. Your thoughts on Cooper DeJean? How do you see him in the NFL and what he brings to the table?
Well, he's my Swiss Army knife. I'm really high on him. I'm surprised that he didn't go in the first round, although he's not necessarily a fit for a lot of teams. You know, as a corner, you know, you're going to look at a specific zone-type scheme to really take advantage of his skills. But yet, he's a Swiss Army knife. I thought, you know, Baltimore would maybe look at a guy like him instead of Wiggins, but Wiggins is what they need. They need a ball skills corner, and they have the Swiss Army knife in Kyle Hamilton. So, I think he's going to go fairly early in this second round, and I think he would be a real good fit with the Packers.
All right. Now, if we are talking about cornerback and where they sit right now from that position, who are the cornerbacks that you like here on day two?
Well, besides Cooper DeJean, Kool-Aid McKinstry, we think is a very good corner.
But he's not going to get to 41, do you think? No.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. TJ Tampa from Iowa State is another very good corner that we really...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Like Kamari Lassiter, more of a zone corner, depends on what the Packers want to do, but he's a solid player that we think is in that ballpark in terms of being taken around where the Packers might pick. DJ James from Auburn and Ennis Rakestraw from Missouri are two other corners that are solid players that would fit the mold of somebody the Packers might need.
I saw a mock draft of Lassiter from Georgia. I'm not a gigantic fan. He's been hurt on top of everything else. What do you say about him?
Well, he doesn't have necessarily the speed. He's kind of a zone corner. We ranked him, you know, fairly high in the upper second round. And I kind of blow hot and cold on him a little bit. You know, he's really a good player in terms of his skill set, in terms of his ability to read, you know, read the process, route combinations, and things of that nature. And he's a physical kid. You know, he could be a slot corner type player as well, but, you know, the speed factor, you know, kind of bothers me a little bit. I think he did run better later on, but he's a real good press man. He does a lot of things. He's very athletic, very solid fundamentally. But there's the injury factor, and there's the, you know, is he going to be able to stay in phase up the field with speed in the NFL? Those are the questions you have about him.
Another guy that I don't think will go probably till rounds three or four is Jackson from Oregon, 6'3", but not a lot of weight on him, which I'm sure will scare the Packers like Wiggins scared the Packers because of weight.
Yeah, but you're right about where you've got him. I mean, we're thinking third round with him, you know, right in the middle of that round. We love his height, 6'3", 6'0", 6'0", 6'6". We love his ball skills, and he's an ascending player. He's going to have to develop. You know, he's like a lot of tall corners. They don't necessarily have that great, you know, stick your foot in the ground, change your direction. But he makes up for it with his length. And he's a solid player. And I think somebody's going to get a good corner in the third round with him.
Yeah, I like him a lot. All right, let's go back to safety for a second here. So let's assume they don't go safety at 41. They don't get Cooper DeJean. They don't move up. So now they're down there at 58. That ESPN mock has Bullard going to them there at 58. I don't mind Bullard. I like Hicks from Washington State. I like Cole Bishop. Who do you like around that position?
Well, the only thing I don't like about Bullard is his height, you know, and 198 pounds. I mean, he's really a good player. You have to really watch him play, and he's just a solid overall safety. He's got great movement skills. You know, he'll hit you. You know, he'll bounce off a tackle once in a while, you know, at 5'10 and 198 pounds. So that's an issue. But he's got ball skills, and I agree with you on Jaden Hicks. He's a solid player. He's physical. I think he'd be a real good fit with the Packers. 211 pounds. He runs well. He's got good length. You know, wingspan's not the best. But and he will miss a tackle. He's still an ascending player. He's got some missed tackle in him once in a while, and you don't really like that in a safety, especially, you know, with the Packers, you know, really needing somebody who can get downhill and play the run, you know, along with cover. But I think he can develop into that player. I think he's solid. And, you know, I like him a lot. Now, Cole Bishop, you know, he's another guy with a short wingspan, and that worries me. He's got good height, but he's a good football player. And I think that might be a little high for him. I know we've got a couple of our guys really like both Mustafa and Bishop. I like Hicks a little bit better. And right. I think for where the Packers are picking, I think that would be a decent pick.
John Cooper, Outlet's Draft Service, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you on 1250 AM, The Fan. I want to go to running back next. As far as when do you think the run on this position goes? It gets later and later most of these years. And the Packers need a change of pace back, I think, to go with Josh Jacobs at this point. Where does that run happen? How late can they wait?
Well, you know, I think second round is where you'll see Brooks go. You know, that's probably the guy that you know, the best running back. The problem with Brooks, of course, is that he's, you know, got the injury factor. You know, he's coming off the surgery, and I'm not sure he's not going to be ready for camp, I don't think. But that wouldn't necessarily stop me, you know, from taking him, because the team that takes him is going to get a really, really good running back. You know, after that, you know, our grades are not flawless, believe me, because we understand we made these grades and we've changed them even, you know, since we did this in the end of March. But, you know, we like Jalen Wright from Tennessee. You know, we like him as potentially a late second round pick. He's got great speed. He can turn the corner and he's got, and he runs with power. You know, not a, you know, a great change of direction, shifty back, but he flashes that. So, you know, this could be, you know, his slide and pick the hole, you know, is a little suspect at times. But, you know, that said, 4.38 speed, power, he's a real good football player. You know, conversely, Blake Corum is a guy that doesn't have that great blazing speed. He just knows how to fit a crease, find a hole, and go. And he runs hard. And he's a kid we really like. You know, Trey Benson, more straight line. But these guys are all going to go right around the same time. Whenever that run starts, Corum, Benson, Bucky Irving, Marshawn Lloyd, Ray Davis, that's when you're going to see some of these guys go. We have anywhere from late second to late third on these guys. So, you know, there's some guys there that can play. It's not a great year for running backs. Like the other offensive positions, but there's some guys that can play and there's some guys that can help you and fit into a running back rotation, which is kind of the way the NFL is going.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He is John Cooper of Our Lads Draft Service. And again, if you've not checked out in the past over there at ourlads.com, that is your gigantic mistake. They are among the best in the industry, not even close. What can people find, John Cooper?
Well, you know, you can go on the website, and once the draft is done, all of these scouting reports are going to be right on the depth chart. So you can click on the player and find the scouting report, what we wrote on them. So that's coming up. You know, our guide has been for sale for, you know, ever since the end of March. And, you know, we still have copies available. If you want to go to the Our Lads website and click on Buy Draft Guide, you can get a PDF sent right to your mailbox, or you can get a hard copy if you want that for reference.
Beautiful. John, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, enjoyed it, and thanks for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, John Cooper of Our Lads Draft Service.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.